Well, in Boston, more than 120 college students are sick with norovirus after eating at Chipotle restaurant. The outbreak started this week near the campus of Boston College. As Kurt Nickisch from Here and Now contributor WBUR reports, the restaurant chain is once again facing big questions about its food safety practices.
Tests run by the Boston Public Health Commission identify a single strain of norovirus as the bug responsible for afflicting dozens of people with nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea. But while the cause has been narrowed down, the outbreak is expanding.
We're beginning to see cases that didn't eat at Chipotle, but might be a roommate of someone who ate at Chipotle and got ill.
That's Dr. Anita Berry, Boston's top public health official. She says the symptoms are strong, but last only for a few days. That's different, she says, than the longer-term and more threatening cases of food poisoning that have hit Chipotle restaurants in other states recently.
People were initially concerned that this was related to a different organism, a bacteria called E. coli. That's clearly not the case here. It is definitely related to norovirus.
Inspectors have temporarily closed the restaurant. It had passed its last inspection in April, but on Monday, inspectors found underheated food, and they said the restaurant failed to comply with policy when a sick employee worked a shift just before the outbreak. It's not clear whether the worker or managers were at fault or whether they even knew anyone was infected with norovirus. Tom Webster is a biomaterials expert at Northeastern University.
It's even more difficult with these symptoms. You know, they usually start as stomach cramps. You know, there's a lot of things that cause that. And, you know, every time you have a small stomach ache, should you really stay home from work?
Whatever the cause, Webster says the food preparation model at Chipotle raises the risk of spreading illness. For example, burritos are filled and rolled assembly line style.
We seem as a culture to like when people prepare food in front of us. And, you know, I'm sorry to say, but putting up a plexiglass window is really not the safest way to keep a virus or a bacteria from contamination.
This Boston outbreak is adding to public concerns about Chipotle. In August, norovirus was blamed for nearly 100 cases at one of the restaurant chain's California locations. In September, there was a salmonella outbreak at 22 restaurants in Minnesota. And in October and November, at least 52 people across 9 states were sickened in an E. coli outbreak linked to food served at Chipotle. Bob Golden is an analyst at the food industry research firm Technomic. He wonders if these incidents are exposing a systemic issue at the Denver-based company.
They may not, and I underscore the word may, not have as rigorous standards as necessary given their size. So I think it brings that into the spotlight.
A Chipotle spokesperson denies the Boston outbreak suggests a broader problem with practices, saying it's completely different in every way from earlier contaminations. Even so, co-CEO Steve Ells told NBC's Today Show this morning his company will tighten food safety procedures.
I'm sorry for the people who got sick. They're having a tough time, and I feel terrible about that. And we're doing a lot to rectify this and to make sure that this doesn't happen again.
So far, the company seems to be responding correctly, says analyst Bob Golden.
I still see lines at the stores, but they got a lot to manage.
Golden does not think the spate of illnesses will cripple the popular chain, but they will be costly. For Here and Now, I'm Kurt Nickisch in Boston.